I'm looking for something. I'm looking for God to move in a way.
Yes,
Lord. Ooh, and I, you know what? I found out he won't disappoint me.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for these children. That if somebody had told me, if I've been able to sit under such word, that these children had been able to sit under. Hallelujah. And that's why parents bringing them up in your home, you ought to be so proudful. What you put before. You are wrong to put that garbage before your children and contaminate their precious spirit. You should have enough wisdom of God to know that I don't set that before my children. I'm going to make sure they get a good dose of the Holy Ghost every day of their life. I'm going to make sure they get an impartation and a feast on the Word of God every day, because I'm going to prepare the table, as the psalmist said. I'm going to make sure my children will know God. I'm going to teach them how to use their faith. I'm going to teach them how to believe God. I'm going to let them know that God is not mad at them. I'm going to let them know that they are God's favorite. Are y'all in the house? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Making known, look now, look. Making known to us the secret of his will, of his plan. Now he have made known to you and to me his secret, his plan. That's what he's doing. See, Paul writing this, telling us what he's doing. He's making known his secret, his plan, his purpose. And it is this, in accordance with the good pleasure, his merciful intention, which he has previously purposed and set forth in him. Hallelujah. His plan, he planned it. For the maturity of time, and the climax of the ages, to unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ. Both things where? In heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe that's why the Lord put this prayer in here. And I pick up on that. I'm going to skip and come back. I believe it's why he put this prayer in here. In the 17th verse of the same chapter. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Because see, he's telling us what he has done. How free you are. Now you need to get a revelation of it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, what? In the knowledge of him. What in him? Knowledge of him. The eyes of your heart. The Amplified Bible says it like this, for by having the eyes of your heart flooded with light. So that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. So you can know and understand to the hope which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart one. That you can understand how rich it is, that now that he's inherited you, you are his inheritance. And how rich it is. You got everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then understand, since you have been inherited by him, he owns you, You're his possession. You're his property. You're the one he purchased for himself, for your glory, for your benefit, so you can enjoy life. You've been brought into life. He didn't want you trying to live life miserable, broke, busted, and confused, but he wants you to enjoy life to the full like he is, like he's doing. God is not miserable. God is not confused. God is not broke. God is not sad. God is not trying to figure out what he's going to do next. He already had it finished before you got here. And so, verse 19, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable, come on now, what is the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power in and for us. I'm going to say it again. What is the immeasurable, unlimited, surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe?
Yes, Lord.
And he said, and he demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and did what? Seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. If death could not keep Jesus dead, and God used his exceeding greatness of his power, and when he raised Jesus from the dead, and we have this as a demonstration, and this power is to us, and we are in this earth with an assignment from God, or should I say an assignment and a command and a commission from the head of the church,
yes,
to go in all the world. Did you think he intended to send us out there trying to do something in our own strength, trying to figure out how we're going to pay for stuff, how we're going to get stuff done, how we're going to get about? No, 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 no. God, won't you understand? I have lavished this grace of wealth, this grace of health, this grace of power, this grace of understanding, this grace of wisdom, this grace of faith, this grace that operates in the power and the authority that God has placed upon you, me, us, to go in all the world without hindrance, without hesitation, without trying to make your own reservation. But you already have reservation made. You already been assigned. You already been equipped. You already got the means. You already been adequately supplied. And you got the faith to reach out and call into your life everything that God has told you to do. And you don't have to beg. You don't have to whine. You don't have to cry. You don't have to try to figure out how I'm going to make it. It's already made. And faith can reach out there and call it into your life. Hallelujah. And angels have been assigned to you and me that they will do what we say and bring stuff to us, open doors up for us, go on assignment with us, make sure no harm come to us, make sure we are fully equipped, fully supplied, with nothing missing in our lives, nothing out of order, but everything is in place, because we have been given God's grace and ability. His favor is on us, his blessing on our lives. He's already blessed us, and we got everything we need. What is it, my brothers and sisters, that hinder us from giving up everything, that we might let him have everything? Why are you holding on to your past mistakes? Why are you holding on to the lies of Satan? Why are you living your life every day in reason? Lay it aside, cast it from you, and say to yourself, God said I'm healed, God said I'm strong, God said I'm more than a conqueror. Then this who I am. I'm not going to consider reading. I'm not going to consider
the reasoning factor. I'm not going to consider what the devil is saying. I'm not going to consider what people around me are saying. I have given myself wholly to God. And every day as he pursued me, I am in pursuit of him. And as I pursued him, my heart get thrilled again. And every time revelation come, my eyes, that is the eyes of my spirit, pop open a little wider. My spirit man expand a little bigger and a little greater and become greater, because I'm seeing what God see. I'm understanding what God understand. I see that there is nothing on this earth in the realm of the seen and in the realm of the unseen can stop me from this revelation, stop me from this commission, stop me from this assignment, stop me in life. I live in victory. I live in the power of that name. I live in the fullness of who I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, I go forth and fulfill what God called me to do. We are the body of Christ, and we finish this work in victory. Amen. Amen.